Please come to a comfortable seated position, everyone. Welcome. Namaste. So, my name is Greg, and I'll be guiding you through the practice of a simple meditation today. It's really nice. I'm not going to be playing music. Just going to have the peaceful sounds of nature. And like I just mentioned before, lowering the stimulation factor. Normally there's so much stimulation, sounds of traffic, sounds of life, our cell phones, media, it's like constant input. And then on top of that, the sounds from our own mind, right, going, the internal dialogue. So this is an opportunity for us to just turn down the volume a little bit, and that alone, just being in a space, and a nice visual is that I saw this YouTube thing one time that said, it asked children, what is meditation? And one of the answers was really nice, and I was like, that's a good visual. And one of them answered, meditation is like, it's like we're a jar of water and sparkles, and normally we're always shaking the jar. And so meditation is like putting the jar down and letting the sparkles settle so we can see clearly. I was like, a kid said that. I'm like, what? Teach me. And so that's part of it. That gives us a good view. But there's also a practice of meditation. A practice of focus. And so without talking too much about it, today's practice will do a little bit of movement of the spine, a little bit of breathing, just to wake up the spinal cord a little bit, so information's flowing, prana is a little bit more balanced. We'll do a little bit of balancing breath work, so Anuloma Vilom, to help work on the subtle energy body, to calm the energy, calm the mind. And then we'll do... it's a meditation practice which produces a phenomenon called pratyahara. Does anyone know what that pratyahara is? Okay, yeah. Pratyahara means withdrawal of senses. And in the traditional eight-limbed yoga approach, so there's different approaches to meditation, but in the eight-limbed approach, it starts with ethical practices. And it says that, there's steps that progress you to meditation and then spiritual experiences and then enlightenment, samadhi at the end. And it, each step is a requirement for the one that comes after. And just as a map for understanding, I find this is really interesting. Because in the first step, or the first two steps are like ethical practices, there's 10 of them. But one of them in particular stands out, and it's called contentment, santosha. And it's necessary for us to at least have an understanding of contentment before moving on to our asanas, our postures, our pranayamas, pratyahara, the withdrawal of senses, concentration, meditation, enlightenment. And an interesting consideration is that the state of contentment is a practice and a state of being content with what's happening now. And it's interesting that they put that right at the beginning before they teach people asanas, before they teach people postures, because we can often get caught up in the ego. It's like, I need to get a better posture. I need to get a better breath. I need to be the perfect meditator. And even though we do progress along the path, and we do become better at our postures, we do become better. Doing them because we're trying to get better can sometimes actually build a subtler, stronger ego, or a spiritual ego, we talk about. I am the most enlightened of any yogi, right? And that's a hard one to kick, right? If anyone knows. So, a little bit of postures to help move things, pranayama, breath work to help balance. And then that leads us to pratyahara, which is the withdrawal of senses. Have any of you ever been reading a book and you're so engulfed in the book that you forgot that there was a clock ticking in the room, and then you put down the book and then you realize the clock was ticking the whole time. So you have the ability to focus your mind like a flashlight. You can aim it at one thing, and if you focus on one thing, an interesting thing happens. You can actually block out or tune out other distractions. And this is a necessary thing in order to get to deeper states of meditation. This is a traditional approach. And the reason I offer this for your consideration, I'll cut it after this, we'll begin, is that a lot of meditation now is like New Age meditation is said, just sit and let everything happen. Right? Just sit and let everything happen. And it's almost like our mind is still reactive, and internally our mind is like, doo, doo, sound, ooh, thought, ooh, feeling, ooh, sound, thought, feeling, future, path. Doo, 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 doo. If you just sit with that for long enough, the jar will settle. Right? And so, not negating that process, but just offering that there's another process that requires a little bit of mental focus. And by choosing a focal point, like for instance the breath or the third eye, and really just trying to come back to it again and again, it can actually cause a shift in consciousness where we become very present, very one-pointed, and very drawn in to the inner world. Actually, some of you might experience this today. Like, you won't even know that there's nature around you. You'll get so engulfed in that inner space. And that leads to something deeper, something deeper. Let's leave the something deeper. Maybe it'll happen. But today, my intention is to just teach us a little progression and then practice that pratyahara, focusing on one point and then maybe experiencing what happens with that, which is really awesome, by the way. People wouldn't have been doing it for thousands of years if it wasn't totally awesome. So, coming off and sitting your hips on the floor. Hands on your knees. Bring your hands to heart center. I gave you a mental understanding, but now let's just let the mind relax. And we can move into a guided practice where you don't have to think about anything. You can just be guided. We'll begin with one om. Deep breath in. Namaste. It's my deepest honor to share space, to share yoga together. With your hands on your knees, on your inhale through the nose, slowly and gently arch your back. Close your eyes. And as you exhale out of the nose, slowly and gently round your back. Continue. Inhale, filling your lungs, lift your heart. And as you exhale, rounding. Breathe. Continue on your own. Keep breathing in arching. Keep breathing out, exhale, rounding. Yoga is when we let the sparkles settle. Or meditation is when we let the sparkles settle. We can do this by waiting in a peaceful environment until the stimulation from outside or lack of stimulation slowly settles in and matches the inner space. But we can also create this effect by consciously tuning out external sensations. This practice is called pratyahara. Come to a neutral spine. Relax your face. Try to keep your eyes closed as much as possible, letting go of the external visual world. Bring your left fingertips on the floor beside you. Inhale, right arm reaches up to the sky. Come out to your left side, exhale. Stay here. You can also have the left forearm on the floor. Take 3 or 4 nice deep breaths in and out through your nose. Relax your eyes, shoulders away from your ears. Reach your heart into it a little bit. Let your head relax at the end. Slowly come up. Bring your right hand out to the side. On your next breath, inhale, left arm up. And come out to your right side. Relax your eyes. Breathe. Nice long breaths into your left side. Relax your face. Lift your heart into the pose. Maybe a little smile. Relax your head at the end. Slowly come up. Breathe in. Breathe out. Right hand on your left knee, left arm behind you, hand presses down. Just really gently here, guys. Inhale, lengthen, and a slight twist to the left. Twist based on your breath and your flexibility. Don't push beyond today. Gently. Switch sides. Left hand on your right knee, right arm behind you. On your inhale, lengthen. On your exhale, twist. Stay with a really comfortable but deep breath. Imagine you're breathing into each vertebrae of your spine from bottom all the way to the top. Make nice length. Last twist. Do a tiny little counter twist. Bring both hands behind you. Shoulders roll back. Lift your heart up. Your hands could be on a block. Puff your chest open. Lift your throat. And maybe drop your head all the way back. Breathe a little bit deeper into the front of your chest. So you're consciously expanding those lungs a little bit and getting some fresh air, fresh prana moving through the heart. Relax your face. Forward. Last one. Slight bend in your knees if you need to. More flexible, you'll know your body. Straight legs is fine. Slide your hips back a bit in space. Inhale, lift your spine nice and long. Bow forward over your legs. Hands hold your feet from over top. Press your feet into your hands. Take three final breaths, breathing through the back body. Allow your mind to be receptive. In other words, the sensations that you're feeling, you're allowing yourself to feel them. Rather than the mind taking a position of analyzing every feeling, you're just allowing the feelings to move through you without reaction. Final deep breath. Maybe a ha. Inhale. Sit up. Gently lay on your back. Just 2 minutes, 3 minutes total relaxation here. If your back is sore, have a bolster under your knees. The asana. Let go of the postures. You give it a nice massage to your physical body. Now we relax. Just focus on your breath coming in and going out. Different sounds of life to just come and go. So maybe someone coughs or someone drops a bottle or you hear a wheelbarrow or a bird. Just let it come and go. Not attaching. Staying inside yourself. And then taking a soothing but deep breath in. Soothing deep breath in. And relax, exhale. Slowly roll to the right hand side. Try to keep your eyes closed if you can. The whole time. If you need visual cues, do so. Then, as soon as you can, close your eyes again. Come up to a comfortable meditation posture. So maybe it's already set up, or maybe you need to take 30 seconds, peek if you need to, and build that really, really comfortable seat. Anuloma Vilom, the alternate nostril pranayama. All of this can be a meditation in itself. So just being present with whatever you're doing and feeling. Bringing your right fist in front of your nose. Option to make a left fist and hook that left fist underneath your armpit. You have to find the angle that works for you so that you can just wedge it there, and it holds the right arm up on its own. That might not be comfortable for everyone. You lower the left hand down, no problem. Release your right thumb. Release your right ring and pinky finger. We'll be inhaling through the left, exhaling the right, inhaling back through the right, and exhaling the left equally on each side. I'll guide it. Exhale, relax your face, sit nice and tall, relax your face. Close your right nostril with the right thumb. Inhale through your left side. 4, 3, 2. Comfortably inhale. Close the left nostril, exhale out the right. 4, 3, 2, 1. Inhale the right, 1, 2, 3, 4. Close the right, exhale out the left, 4. Pay attention to the instructions if you're a beginner, 2, 1. Inhale left nostril, 1, 2. Breathing in through the left side, 1. Close the left nostril. Exhale out the right nostril. 4, 3, 2, 1. Inhale through right nostril. 1, 2, 3, 4. Close the right nostril. Exhale out the left nostril. 4, 3, 2. Inhale through left nostril. 1, 2, 3, 4. Close the left, exhale out the right, 4, 3, 2. Watching the flow of breath, inhale right side, 1, 2, 3, 4. Exhale left side, 4, 3, 2, 1. Inhale left side, 1, 2, 3. Close your eyes. Exhale right side, 4, 3, keep going on your own. In right, count to 4. Exhale left, count to 4. Back in left, count to 4. Exhale right, count to 4. Continue for about 3 minutes. If your nose is plugged, just take a break. If you feel stress, just take a break. Actually counting in your mind. So the left and the right are perfectly even. Relax the muscles behind your eyeballs. Slightly lift your crown. Relax your shoulders. Focus inside. Continue, last minute or so. Starting and ending with the left side. After your next cycle, so one more round, start and end with the left. And when you finish exhaling the left side, lower your hands down. Just remain with eyes closed, noticing the effect of your movement, the effect of your pranayama. Next one is called Brahmari, and this is the Brahmari, the sound of the humming bee, but specifically oriented to help us with meditation. And so keeping that inner space really calm, and if you want, you can peek here, but I'll try to keep it very clear. You will inhale all the way. I'll just describe it first, breathing all the way in. Your eyes closed, but your awareness at the third eye, the space behind your forehead, the eyes gently turning up. Your tongue slightly touches the roof of the mouth, lips closed. Teeth can be together or apart. You'll inhale all the way, direct all of your awareness to the brow. Plug your ears with your thumbs firmly so you can't hear anything outside. And then do a high-pitched hum, really quite high-pitched. You'll feel the higher the vibration, the more high in the forehead it will go. It will sound like this, if you can visualize, or if you need to see, you can look. One round, just observe. Eyes up, awareness up, I plug. Take a nice, comfortable breath in between. And we'll do three together. Exhale completely, tongue to the roof of the mouth. Eyes gently up at the third eye. Relax your face. Take an inhale, lift your hands up, spread fingers. Keep focusing on the third eye, plug your ears firmly, and everyone high-pitched. Stay at the third eye with your awareness. Lower your hands when it feels ready. Take a breath in and a breath out. Release tension. Awareness back to the third eye. On your next inhale, arms up. Calm, really peacefully. Plug firmly. Plug your ears with your thumbs. Plug your ears with your thumbs. Lowering the hands comfortably. Awareness remains at the third eye for a moment. Breathe. After the last one, just keep your awareness at the third eye, enjoy the silence, and silently lower your hands just a few seconds after. And then just enjoy the space for a moment. Third eye, tongue to the roof of the mouth, Inhale, arms up. Body to really relax in this position, hands down. If you prefer, Gyan Mudra, connecting your pointy finger and thumbs, or cup your hands in your lap, whichever feels the most comfortable for you. Relax the muscles of your eyes. And awareness around the space behind your eyes. Become aware of the gentle movement of your breath without trying to breathe. For some of you, this will be your meditation today. Just resting peacefully and being aware of the feelings as the breath comes in and as the breath goes out. If at any time you need to shift, move after this point, please do so incredibly quietly, mindful of jewelry, mindful of your movements, etc. And the more refined meditation offered today is to now bring your awareness down through your nose, just past the exit of your nostrils, to a tiny little sphere of awareness about the size of an olive, a small grape. And so you're just watching, focusing on the tiny little space at the tip of the nostrils and the upper lip. You can feel as the breath comes in, it feels a little bit cooler there. You feel the little hairs in your nostrils. And you feel as the breath goes out, it's a little bit warmer. And you can feel the subtle, subtle breeze on your upper lip. For about 20 minutes, as an exploration in Pratyahara, make a little inner commitment. Just practice staying with that one spot. You may come up against inner resistances, and the nature of the monkey mind is it likes to always swing to the next branch. And so it's a practice. may get distracted by sounds, sensations in your body. Maybe old memories come out. This is a processing, releasing old energies. But every time that you notice, so every time that your awareness shows up, come back and focus just gently on the space at the tip of your nose and feel the flow of breath there. As you stay with it for one whole breath, and then three whole breaths without the mind wandering. 10. Maybe you even get to 10 breaths today. You will experience something. Don't wait for any experience to happen. Simply keep coming back to the focal point at the tip of your nose. The meditation has begun. The quality of your focus determines the depth of the meditation. And so channel, really direct. It feels like a continuously aligned choice. Start to feel feelings arise at that point, like static, like electricity or heat. You're peering in to the energetic layer of your being at one point, moving beyond the superficial. Start to feel the atoms inside your skin. the gatekeeper of your conscious mind becomes fully engaged. It's like a bouncer at a nightclub, and when the bouncer's attention is totally occupied, the door is open, and you may feel inner energies start to arise and move. The subconscious starts to release its latent impressions. These are not your concern. Your concern is to simply stay with the space at the tip of your nose and observe the flow of breath. Some, you notice that after just 1 or 2 seconds, the mind wanders. Keep coming back. Keep returning to point. Relaxed focus on the tip of your nose. Maybe you experience 10 seconds uninterrupted focus one day. Feel your awareness consolidated. Aligned, undisturbed, on that one peaceful space. Deep breath in when you're ready. And you can let go of a sigh. Let your mind relax. Let the awareness just disperse now. No guiding, no specific direction. Just let general awareness settle. Left hand on your chest, right hand holds the left. Left hand first, then the right. Feel a few tender breaths, feel your heart bone breathing. Let your belly really relax here. And just sending a peaceful and simple inner thank you. And hands in prayer. One peaceful Om. Exhale, followed by three Shantis. Deep inhale. Light in me, the eternal spirit in me, sees that in you, honors that. Namaste. You can remain seated as long as you like. Prefer to meditate or still lay down, please do so. me around for questions afterwards. There are a variety of different experiences in that meditation. And the two things that come from that one, number one, it's kind of a humbling realization, is just how much the mind wanders. Did anyone experience that? It's like, and we don't usually notice, because just the world that we've all collectively constructed for ourselves is that there are so many distractions on tap, and we get sick of one thing, it's one swipe away now. And the thing that's, for most people, constantly, it's always there. So we have these grooves where it's actually become normal to become constantly distracted. And then the moment some feeling comes up, we just flip to the next thing, the next thing, the mm-hmm. next thing. And so when you do these meditations, it becomes quite obvious. It's like, wow, my mind is all over the place. So that's one. And that's a beautiful realization to have, because it can be an inspiration to maybe move towards practices that help us focus more. And the second realization that you may have seen in its direct experience is that everything keeps changing. Right? So you stay with one sensation, and the inhale becomes the exhale. At first, your shoulders feeling something, and then your hip feels something, and then a sound comes, and then the mind goes. And so there's this constant impermanence to experience. And those are really the two base things that come with that part. And then there's deeper parts that come after. But maybe you experience that for yourself. Good job. And then some of you probably experienced, did anyone experience that pratyahara feeling of like forgetting where you were for a second and just being, even for 1 second, just 100% present with that point? It's amazing. It's like inner peace isn't like a little thing that, it's like not like a little room inside that we have to figure out how to get in. The inner peace the yogis talk about is a state of consciousness that you can develop through practices. So whatever's going on around and whatever's going on in your body, you can actually learn how to bring yourself into a space of non-reactivity. It's awesome. So we all have it. It's there for everyone. It takes a little practice. So, Dankeschön. Thank you.